Chapter 5. Mustafa tries again. The thief galloped back to the forest. He kicked his horse to make it go faster. As he finally galloped up to the rest of the thieves, he shouted, "I've found the house! I've found the house!" The leader of the thieves turned and watched the man galloping towards him on his big black horse. The man was smiling.
"Well done," the leader cried. "Now we can go and find the man who stole our gold."
The thief jumped off his horse.
"It took a long time," he said. "I spoke to hundreds of people in the town. I went to the market and the coffee houses. I went to the gardens and the bathhouses, but no one knew anything. No one knew of a dead man. Then I came to a tailor's stall. That was when my luck changed," he went on. "The tailor, his name is Mustafa, told me he had sewn a suit for a dead man in a house in the town. I asked him to take me to the house, but he said he had worn a blindfold when he went there. So I blindfolded him again, and he did lead me to the house. He found it by listening to sounds and smelling scents. I put a white chalk mark on the door, so we will be able to find the house again." At this, the thieves cheered and stamped their feet. "Now we can catch the other man," their leader said. "Let's go into the town in twos and threes, so no one will suspect us."
He looked at the thief who had found the house.
"I will go to the house with you," he said. "Then I will decide what to do next. We will all meet in the town square."
So the men set off in twos and threes. The leader and the thief soon found the street in which the house stood. The thief pointed his finger and spoke excitedly.
"There it is!" he cried. "This is the house. Can you see the chalk mark on the door?"
The leader of the thieves went up to the door and looked at the chalk mark.
"Yes, I can see the mark," he said. "But look, there is a mark on the door of the house next door, and on the next, and the next."
As he walked, the leader became more and more angry with the thief.
"You are a fool," he cried. "How did this happen? Why are there chalk marks on all the doors? Who put them there?"
"I don't know," said the unhappy thief. "I marked only one door."
"You stupid man, you have failed," shouted the leader. "I cannot tell which is the right house. We will go to the town square and meet the others now."
The next morning, the thieves had a meeting in the forest.
"One man failed to find the house," their leader told them. "But we must find it. Who else will try?"
For a moment, there was silence. Then another thief stepped forward.
"I will go," he said. "I am sure that I can find the house. I will go and talk to the tailor, Mustafa."
The thief soon found Mustafa's stall and shook the old man's hand. He showed him a gold coin.
"I know that you sewed a suit for a dead man in a house in this town," the thief said. "Yesterday, you took my friend to that house. He put a white chalk mark on the door. But then someone made chalk marks on all the other doors in the street. Now we don't know which is the right house. I want you to take me to the house where you sewed the suit. I will mark the window frame with red chalk.
but it will just be a very small mark, which no one will notice."
Mustafa looked at the gold coin.
"If you pay me well, I will do it," he said.
"I will pay you well," said the thief. "But you must wear a blindfold, as you did before."
The thief took out a large red handkerchief and tied it over the tailor's eyes. Then the two men set off. After a short time, Mustafa stopped and sniffed the air.
"Fish," he said. "I love to smell fish cooking. My wife used to cook fish for me every Saturday. We must turn left here."
A few minutes later, he said,
"That dog is barking again. I think he wants his supper. We'll follow the sound and turn right."
And then he said,
"I remember that music. Someone is playing the flute just as before. We're nearly there."
And finally he cried,
"Roses, my favourite flowers. This is the house, I am quite sure."
The scent of the roses came from Kasim's beautiful window boxes. This was the house where Ali Baba lived with his wife and son, and Kasim's wife and Majana, the servant girl.
"Thank you," the thief said to Mustafa.
He gave him more gold coins.
"You have done well, old man."
The thief smiled to himself as he walked up to the house and made a tiny red chalk mark on the window frame.
"No one will notice such a small mark," he thought. "My leader will be so pleased with me."
Then he took the blindfolded Mustafa back to his stall and set off to the forest. That evening, Majana, the servant girl, was making supper for Ali Baba and the rest of the family. She cooked a chicken and made a salad of tomatoes and onions. She set out plates and glasses and poured rose water into a jug. But then she found that she had no rice.
"I'll go to the market and buy some," she decided.
She picked up her shopping basket and walked into the town. When she came back with the rice, she saw a small red chalk mark on the window frame. Her eyesight was very good, and she missed nothing.
"That wasn't here before," Majana said to herself. "First, a white chalk mark, and now a red one. Well, I will do as I did before."
She went into the house and found a piece of red chalk. Then she went back outside and walked along the street, putting small red chalk marks on all the window frames.
"That will fool the person who left that mark," she said to herself with a smile.
Then she went back into the house to finish making the supper. She told no one about the red chalk marks. The thief galloped back to the forest. When he reached the group of thieves, he stopped his horse and shouted,
"I found the house! I found the house where the suit was made!"
The leader of the thieves smiled at the man.
"You have done well," he said. "You have done a very important job. Now we can find the man who stole our gold."
"I went to the tailor, Mustafa," said the thief proudly. "He agreed to help me if I gave him some gold. I blindfolded him again, and he took me to the house. I put a small red chalk mark on the window frame, so we will be able to find the house again."
The thieves patted him on the back and cheered. Then the leader said,
"Take me to the house at once."
So the two men set off. They soon found the street, and the thief pointed to a house with a small red chalk mark on the window frame.
"There it is!" shouted the thief. "This is the house. Can you see the red chalk mark on the window frame?"
The leader of the thieves went up to the window and looked at the mark.
"Yes, I can see it," he shouted. "And I can see another red chalk mark on the window frame of the house next door. And on the next. And the next. Why are there red chalk marks on all the window frames? Who put them there?"
"I don't know," said the unhappy thief. "I marked only one window."
"You are the second fool," cried the leader. "Come on. We must go back to the forest immediately."
The next morning, the leader called all the thieves together at their meeting place in the forest.
"Two of my men failed to find the house," he told them. "Now I will go and find the house myself. Wait for me here."
So the leader of the thieves went into the town. He found Mustafa at his stall in the market and offered him gold. The old man led the leader through the streets of the town. Once again, he wore a blindfold and found the way by listening to the sounds and smelling the scents. When they came to the house, Mustafa could smell the roses. He said,
"I am sure that this is the house. The scent of the roses tells me that."
"I'm not going to make any chalk marks," the leader thought. "That didn't work before. No, I am going to look at this house very carefully and remember what I see."
So the leader looked at the beautiful window boxes and the front door, which was painted blue, and the red curtains at the windows. He looked at the tall plants in their big white pots and the orange cat with yellow eyes that looked out of the window at him. Then he took the blindfolded Mustafa back to his stall and he set off to the forest to meet his men.
"I know the house," he told them when he arrived. "We can't trust chalk marks, so I will trust my memory. I looked very closely at the house. It has window boxes and a blue front door and red curtains. Outside, there are tall plants in big white pots. And an orange cat lives there. It will be very easy to find the house again. Now we can find the man who stole our gold," the leader went on. "And we must punish him. But first, we must get into the house. I have a plan. We will go into the town tonight. Come here, men, and listen very carefully."